Tim King joins us right now. He's the founder of Urban Prep Academies here in Chicago. And Urban Prep is one of my favorite institutions of all time because of what it does. 100% of the kids who go to Urban Prep when they graduate from high school have at least one offer from for enrollment from a four-year school, four-year college. And I cannot think of many other schools that actually can give you that number, that 100% number. So congratulations to you on this. And it's young African-American men, right? What are the rules for enrollment for you?
Hey, Ro, thanks for having me. Always great to talk to you. We're an open enrollment school. We're an open enrollment public charter high school. So all a student has to do is complete an application. And we don't look at test scores. We don't look at grades. We don't look at special needs. We don't look at anything. And everyone goes into a lottery. And we pick the students that way. We generally end up with about anywhere from 7 to 10 applications for every seat at our school.
Wow. And it's boys only, right?
I mean, all boys. Right. African American, mostly low income, about 75-85% low income students.
Right. And an incredible success rate, because now you've been around long enough to see the kids not just graduate from you, graduate from college, go on to their jobs, go on to their careers. It really, to those who've been involved in this program, it is over the number of years, it's amazing to see the great contribution that you guys have made, that you and your team at Urban Prep have made to the entire, not just to the African-American community in Chicago, but to the nation. I mean, it's really a special thing.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but I mean, I also want to just let me tell you quickly that I think that there are a lot of adults who've made a great contribution as it relates to Urban Prep. You're included in that because, you know, you always elevate us and amplify our work. But also the students have done a phenomenal job, and we have students who have graduated from Urban Prep, like you said, gone to college, graduated from college, and now are back working at Urban Prep, back working in communities to affect positive change. And so it's really a group effort, and everyone's really pulling a lot of weight to make it happen.
Okay, so let's talk about what you're saying to your young men now.
And
where do we go from here to make this safe for them? And how, let's just start with, what are you telling them first?
Well, you know, one thing is to note is that it's really challenging, given the pandemic and COVID, to be able to share and engage with our students the way we would normally. Because every day at Urban Prep, we start every day with something called community, which is an all-school assembly. And everybody is in the gym, and we're all talking about important issues. And this would be the perfect type of issue that we'd be discussing. We don't have that anymore, so we've had to be really creative around how we're going to connect with our students online and virtually, and through a lot of support and generous donations, we've been able to make sure all of our students have internet and devices to be able to connect with us. And our message to them is, we understand your anger and frustration. We get it. The reason we built this school, the reason we created the school, was so that we could address these social inequities. And our young men are not victims, but they're part of the solution, and they have a responsibility to go forward and not just protest by going out there and marching peacefully, but also protest in terms of being outstanding, stellar examples of what is possible when you invest in a young Black man, as we invest in them at Urban Prep.
Is there a message that's coming back from the kids to you guys about how they're feeling in the main about this?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest message that we're getting is one of frustration and not anger as much as just resignation, right? It's like, this is my life and it's not changing. We see that. I mean, our guys come from some of the city's toughest neighborhoods. I mean, we've had students who have been victims of gun violence, who have to, every day going to and from school, face a lot of challenges just getting from point A to point B. So they know what it is to have to deal with law enforcement, which doesn't view them as human, but views them as less than and perhaps is targeting them. And so there's a lot of frustration there because they see it so often in their own lives, and they've seen it, again, nationally, and obviously have seen it multiple times in the city. And I think that's the biggest thing, you know, is the frustration and, you know, what can I do? And so we keep reminding them that, you know, again, they are part of the solution. That they have to stay the course and make sure that they understand their responsibility to, you know, to get out there and prove them wrong. You know, folks out there saying, having these negative stereotypes and saying they can't succeed and saying that all they're going to do is engage in violent behavior and that they, are victims, right? They've got to get out there and make sure that they're proving to the world that that's not the case.
Yeah.
And our message to them is just, you know, keep doing that. Keep doing it.
All right, Tim King from Urban Prep Academies. One of the things that you guys do is you require a coat and tie, right, for your students.
Yep.
There's a uniform for your students. And when they're going to school, they don't look like all the other kids their age that are going to school because they're dressed in these uniforms. Does that help them in this situation? And obviously not, you know, people aren't going out because of the COVID-19 and all that. But in general, once we get done with the COVID-19, this lingering issue will still probably be in play. Would you agree with me on that?
Oh, absolutely.
This is not going away anytime soon.
No.
So, are they treated differently by, you know, law enforcement because they're dressed differently, do you think?
I think certainly our students, and I think this is the case with black men in general, if they are walking around in a jacket and tie, there are going to be some folks who view them differently than if they were walking around in a pair of jeans and a hoodie. But I would say, Ro, that the fact that that actually occurs is part of the problem, because we have to get people out of this mentality that because you are dressed a certain way, you're okay. But if you're dressed a different way, you're not okay. It's really about law enforcement looking at people, as human beings, with the respect and dignity that they deserve as human beings, not because of what they happen to be wearing that day. I mean, I don't think a person should get more respect because they have on a tie when they're walking down the street than if they had on a sweatshirt. We've got the powers that be have to look at our students, have to look at people in society as human beings and give them the same amount of respect and dignity that they would any human being.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. You've done amazing work with these young men in the city of Chicago for, you know, decades now. And this is going to take a toll no matter what, because it's going to take a while for Chicago to heal from just the broken glass, let alone the broken hearts. And I appreciate everything that you've done, Tim King, for that community of young, underserved men who need the boys, two men who do need to know that they're valued, and that their value is also intrinsic in how they value themselves. And you've done an amazing job with that. And it's, I think, the one message that we can have hope that still is there. Because for all the horror of and all the BS that's gone on here, there have been some there's always that ray of hope, and there's always people trying to do the right thing. And you're one of them, and I thank you for that, Tim. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much, Will.
All right, take good care. All right.
Thank you. You too. Tim King from Urban Prep Academies. Really interesting in this moment when you talk about young African American men, what they're going through, and maybe there's a different way. And he's got at least one suggestion for it.